Rav Yosef, we hear with that Tzarti in Shavuos, Rav Yosef told his family, one who his servants or his family, after the Igda Tilsa, make me a special delicacy, Igda Tilsa. If not for this day, I would be just like anyone else. Take the Rashi. If not for this day, that I learned so much Torah and it became so much higher. There's so many fellows out there called Yosef. What am I special? Because this day of Shavuos. Rav Yosef, Rav Sheshes, Kol Tlosin Yomim Ahad Lei Tamudei. Rav Sheshes, every 30 days he chazan on all his Torah. V'toli v'koi v'ibidi dosha. He would stand next to the door. Am chadoi nafshoi, chadoi nafshoi. My soul, be happy. Loch keroi, loch tinoi. I learned all the Torah for you. I'm worse than that. I did all this for myself. Chadoi nafshoi, simchi nafshi. Loch kivoi, loch tinoi, b'shvilach le'tzorchach shenisi v'karisi. The poskim say that we know that Purim is a mitzvah of mishti v'simcha. In Chanukah, there's no mitzvah of mishti v'simcha. The mitzvah of halva hidur. What's the difference? Why in Purim is there mitzvah to eat and drink and be happy? And Chanukah, the mitzvah to eat and drink. The mitzvah, how do I do it? Give thanks to Hashem Kodesh Baruch. What's the difference? So the place can say, because Purim was a nes of the goof, so give it to the goof. Purim, someone wanted to kill the bodies of Klai Yisrael. So the body's happy. Chanukah, the Greeks weren't after the bodies. There was no gzeira to kill. The Greeks were after the neshamas. So there's a mitzvah of chal v'hidah for the nesham. That's the place we can say. What we're hearing, Gemara seems to be saying the opposite. That Shavuos, since it's such a wonderful day, there's a mitzvah to eat and drink, and to eat the best foods of the whole year is to eat on Shavuos. It's not the echod. We're saying that if the soul became higher, so let the soul thank. Let the soul sing. How the hoydor sing to Hashem. Mitzat Sheni, the Gemara says that if this is such a wonderful day, that I'm so high, I'm so exalted over anything else, then I'm gonna eat the best foods in the world. What does that have to do with eating the best foods in the world to the fact that I'm exalted? If you're exalted, so sing to Hashem. So dance to Hashem. Why are you eating and drinking? If you ate the best foods, physically, the best foods on Shavuos, because it's such a wonderful day, that my soul is so exalted. What's the kesh? We know that the Gemara says in Shabbos that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim and wanted to take the Torah. So the Melachim said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Shlomo, Ma'enish Tkisis Kirenu. You're going to give the Torah to people? You're going to give the Torah to mortals? You have the Torah over here in Shemayim. You have the Melachim. You have Yisrof. We have no idea what a malach is. Malach is Kulei Lashem. Right. You have it over here. You're going to give it to people who do Averis, who do these things. You're going to give them the Torah? So Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe, give them an answer. says that Moshe was afraid to answer them. He says, Hashem, they're going to burn me. He says, so hold on to my kisei kovid. And Moshe gave them an answer. What did Moshe answer that? Moshe said, what does it say in Torah? Excuse me, fellows, but you have a mitzvah. It was written for you. He says, "Kabbalah sabich v'simecha." What's your father's name? You have a mother? They sigzel, they signal, they sinaf. You have a lead to her. Who's the Torah given to? It's given to Klai Yisrael, given for people. So the kashi is, what's the havamin of the malachim? What do they think? You think that's for them? So they're different to Utsim. The way... Right, I'll tell you first. It's Chavir Beinai because... Again, Zechelki, this is my Chiddush. So I'll tell you my vote, but then I'll tell you the what the Beis Halevi said. But my vote is...
Sorry, what's the question?
What was the happening to the Malachim?
What's the question?
What did they think?
Did they have to know what was in the Torah? It says over there that he said Hashem what's in the Torah. Hashem tells them what's in the Torah. So the Malachim, because Kenzana didn't know what was in the Torah.
But they get the Torah. They have the Torah already.
They
have the Torah almost 1,000 times.
Hashem had it.
They leave it over here. Don't give it to people. Leave it over here. So I understood it to mean that the Malachim said, who is going to be repelled in the Torah? Who knows the Eimek of the Torah? The Eimek of the Torah isn't just the words over here that says, it's much, much deeper and much, much higher, and much, much nifla. So you can give them over there and you can say, Yishtikol Torah over here. That's the simplest way of learning Torah. So it's much, much deeper, and much deeper than that, 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 and much deeper than that. It's for malachim. It's not for people. Of course, you're not going to do. You're not going to steal. Thank you very much. That's the Torah, not to steal. That's the Torah, not to steal. The Torah is the sodis of keeping up the world. What if after Mashiach comes, then there won't be Eitzah Hara, then there won't be any Torah left. The shashua of the Torah. That's the emek of the Torah. That's the beauty of the Torah. And Moshe says, you're right. But tell me, what's Hashem want more? Hashem wants someone who's working on himself and he wants his feeling, he keeps him stealing? Or Hashem wants someone, Shemayim say, beautiful, beautiful pshat. The real tachlis of the Torah is, they signate that the Chemecha, the Kabbalah Sevich Vesimecha, and the Hashem and the Kerem and Zayim, you were in Mitzrayim. Do you ever feel the hardships of someone who is hard for him and he continues just because Hashem told him to? Did you ever feel the massive of Yetzer Hara and you're fighting against it and you're losing the battle and you just do whatever and you finally win? The tachlis is the malachim should say shtikol Torah, or tachlis that someone sitting over there struggling should do one iota something to pray to Hashem. What's the tachlis of the whole business? If the tachlis is to say beautiful pshat and to know the soidis, and the soidis say this, then you're right. Don't give it to Bnei Yisrael. But if the tachlis is anoche Hashem kecha shevetzisich meitzrusayim, then give it to Bnei Yisrael. They're going to do the real tachlis of the Torah. That was my vote. It's nothing to get right to this thing. It was just chavir beinai. So I wanted to share. Beis Levi says a different shot. Beis Levi says that Moshe Rabbeinu, the Malachim will mask him. Of course, it's going to go to Bnei Yisrael. Of course, we have to give it. That's the tachlis. That's the whole point. That's the whole point. But there was a vikuach. Who gets the schus to paskin to give the psak what Torah is? Friends, there's a machlokes. There's a machlokes. Rabbi Lezer says like this. Rabbi Shua says like that. Halacha is like who? Malachim says, what do you mean halacha is like who? What the truth is? We know the truth. And Hashem gave the Torah to Bnei Yisrael, which means Bnei Yisrael is like Bishamayim here. If we decide that the truth is like a Belezer, then the halacha will be like a Belezer. And the Shana said, what are you talking about? That Yeshua is right. I said, no, we decided the halacha is like a Belezer. The halacha will be like a Belezer. Right? We found the machlekes like that. Over there, it's the opposite. Is the Belezer had a machlekes with all the chachamim? And all the chacham, and the Belezer is against everyone. And then the Belezer said, min shemayim yechichu. And came out of Baskel. Baskel says, the Belezer is right. Oh, my dear, Yeshua, the Aglevev, it says, Ey meshkichu in Baskel. Lei b'shemayim hi. Lei b'shemayim hi. Ibn Shalom, he gave it to us. We're the ones who decide over here. Well, I said, no. You want to learn Torah? We give it Torah to learn. You want to be Mekayim Torah? We give it to Mekayim. But who decides what Torah is? That's b'shemayim. And Hashem gave it to the people. So Malachim was screaming, up pitom. And then Moshe Tainid. Who do you give it to? Who has to decide? The one who's Mekayim. They should decide. That's the basic lady. It was the basic lady. And my Shaila is very nice. Very nice. So be'etzim, so the whole vikuch, the Malachim, was negeya to Psak of Chazal. Is it negeya to someone sitting in Beis Medrash and steiging away and learning? Is it negeya to him also? The Psakim are already. He's sitting there learning. What's negeya to? In any case, the Malachim were asking that he should get the Torah. So is there any vikuach between the Malachim and Hashem, if this person should have Torah and not have Torah? The whole vikuach is just about Chazal, who you paskin like. That's the whole vikuach. Malachim are screaming, don't give them the Torah. And Moshe says, give us the Torah. He said, don't give them Torah, give us the Torah. The whole vikuach is all about machlekes of Yeshua and Ebelezer. That's the vikuach. Or is the vikuach something more down to earth? And I think that the vikuach is something that's negated to every minute of the day, every single person who's learning. He has Torah, and Malachim says, don't give it to him. What happens if someone's learning, and he's staggering away, and he's really trying, and he makes a mistake? He made a mistake, that's not Shani Gemara. He punched him at the words wrong. He made a mistake. Did he learn Torah or did not learn Torah? Did he learn Torah or didn't he learn Torah? Here's the Malach. The Malach is sitting there laughing at him. He's living it. That's not Pshat in the Gemara. Right? Not only a simple mistake. No matter who at which level you're talking about. Right? He go up to the higher level. There's a shayla over here, and he's working it out. And the Maisa, he was wrong in the Cheshbon. He's wrong in Svar. He's wrong in Svar. So is he right or wrong? Someone's learning and he made a mistake in Svar. Is he right or wrong? Malachim say he's wrong. And Hashem said he's right. Because who decides what Torah is? That little fellow sitting in the Beis Medrash decides what Torah is. It was given to Klal Yisrael. What Torah? What we learn Torah? That's what Torah is. What we learn Torah. If you have, there's a famous Gemara that's very hard to understand. But I think that's pshat. It's not my vote. I accept, I get this one. The Gemara says that when there's a machlekes between different Amoraim, Eile ve'eile divid kimchaim. He's right and he's right. And the question is, what do you mean he's right and he's right? Eile ve'eile kimchaim. Who's right? Who's right and who's wrong? What do you mean Eile ve'eile kimchaim? Right? It's hard to understand. So I learned this in Shivitan, in this Gemara, it's Gemara in Gittin, Gemara Flip Chisins and Shas. And I learned this when Mucha Yehuda Lefkowitz was my Magid Shir at the time. And we got to the Gemara, and he said, he told us, I was zoicha to be by the Chazanish when he learned this Gemara. And I'm not going to tell you what he said, because not everyone's ready to hear what he said. But I can tell you one thing. When he said what he said, when he said Pshan this Gemara, his eyes were two pieces of fire. I never got back to him to ask him what the Chazanish said in Pshat the Gemara. But that's what he says. When he said what he's saying, not everyone's ready to hear what he said, so I'm not going to tell you. But I'll tell you two things. I'll tell you one thing. His eyes were, I remember his words in Hebrew, Shtei Chatichot Esh. Now, which means that this Gemara is a very high Gemara. This is something, this is Seder Sotur. The way I understand it is, Rebbe Lez is saying Halacha. Is he learning Torah? Yes. Rebbe Shulam is saying Halacha. Is he learning Torah? Yes. So who's right? This is Torah Nefter. What happens to Machlokes is, what was the story there? They're learning a Gemara about Pelegish Begivah. Right? Rebbe Shulam and Yonason says, this is what he found. Rebbe Yossi said, this is what he found. Right? Rabbi Yonason said he walked to the left. Rabbi Yonason said he walked to the right. Who's right? So the Shai is like this. What are we interested in? What that fellow did? What's found in Pasuk? What are they arguing about? What's found in Pasuk? What the fellow did 3,000 years ago? We don't care what the fellow did 3,000 years ago. They care what's found in Pasuk. So Rabbi Yossi says, you know what Pshat and Pasuk? This is Pshat and Pasuk. Is that Pshat and Pasuk or not? That's Pshat and Pasuk. I know what he did, but what's Pshat and Pasuk? That's Pshat and Pasuk. Rabbi Yossi said, this is Pshat and Pasuk. Is he right? Of course he's right. He's learning Torah. So this is right and this is right. What happened? Who cares what happened? That's not the point. The point is what happened at that point. The point is what's the Pshat and Pasuk. So he's just trying to pass. He's trying to pass. They're both right. Because you know what Torah is? What I decide is Torah is Torah. And the Malachim saying that's not true. And Hashem gave the Torah to Bnei Yisrael. This is not my vote. It's Rabbi Sosante's vote.
So that it implies that we're infallible, we can't make mistakes as long as the
okay, good. So this is Abisol Solante's vote. The Saba Mikelim, who was down there, Abisol Solante, he writes that one Rosh Hashanah he was learning 6 hours of Musa. Abisol Solante saw him, and he was afraid that he'll feel a Bagaiva. So he said to him, did you meet Eliyahu Navi yet? Right? He made a joke like, you know, who that he shouldn't feel too, he shouldn't get to Gaiva.
Who said
Rabbi Sol, the Rebbe told the Talmud, you met Eliyahu Navi yet? And then he said, he threw me a word, and he just said two words, and I'll explain to you what he said. He said, you know, without Musa, your Torah is not Torah in any case. And he says, I understood what he meant. Because Torah is only what a person learns. Torah is only if the way I understand it, right? It's not Bishmai. It's the way I understand it. Now, what happens if someone makes up a pshat and he doesn't really think that's pshat? I'll say it anyway. Is that Torah? No. A dayan only has to pass what he sees. I don't know what would happen behind the scenes. I know what I see. Right? But what happens if a dayan took shaykhad? A dayan took bribery. Is he a dayan? A dayan takes bribery and he paskins. Is that what he paskins a psak? No. you didn't look. You closed your eyes. You took bribery. What happens if someone really wants that this thing should be kosher? And he looks in and says, I decided it's kosher. No, like I'm here, I pass against kosher. You didn't really look at it. You decided that's kosher. So it's also said, someone who learns Torah without his whole heart, without, and he's bribed to one side, and he's didn't learn Musa, and he's not pure, so his Torah is not Torah. I said the right kind of Shemaim, like Shemaim here. It's telling if you said the right chat over here. If you learned like you're supposed to be learning. So if you're learning with a pure heart, you tell your story no matter what you say. And if you learn with a pure heart, you tell your story no matter what you say. That's the chiddush that Rabbi Saul told the Alter Mekela, Sami Mekela. The Nefesh HaChaim brings a Zoya. The Zoya says that when Hashem Ki Hashem Akadosh Baruch Hu Makshiv LeKoyelus Shel Oiskim Torah. It's in Aramaic, and over here there's a translation Lashon Kodesh. Kama yesh lo la'odim la'amol liyoyim v'layla. How much person has to toil by day and by night? See, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Makshiv LeKoyelus Shel Oiskim Torah. Hashem listens to the voice of those that Oisik B'Torah. V'chol Milo Shemeschadeshes V'Torah Aydei Oisik Oisik B'Torah. Any word that becomes new, any word that's mischadish, then that makes it a whole new rikia. A whole new, whatever rikia means, firmament, sky, heaven, whatever it is. Udvar chokhma hashem mischadish oyle v'yoshva v'yoshva kodesh baruch hu. The Zohar goes into to wonderful things, what happens when someone's mechadish teira. The question is that the Zohar goes to town about a word that when someone's mechadish something in Torah. What happens if I'm not mechadish something in Torah? I just learned the Gemara. Is that called a chiddush? Is it mechadish anything? I just learned the Gemara. So what the Zohar says is how much a person has to be oisik b'Torah by day and by night. Because whenever it's mechadish, someone says, I'm not a mechadish. okay, I'm not a mechadish. Is there anyone who's mechadish? Is there anyone who's mechadish? I don't know if there's anyone mechadish today. Someone said, beautiful chiddush. How do you know that the Vilna Gaon didn't think of the same thing? Why are you mechadish? So the same is shame, the name of Chaim Veloshim, that anytime someone gets something clear in Gemara, that's called chiddush. And why is that called chiddush? Why would I learn a Gemara and I understand it clearer now? When I learn a new Gemara, maybe. But then when I learn a Gemara and I saw this Gemara, now it has clearer to me. Why is that called chiddush? And the way I understand it is because if Torah is what Hashem gave 3,300 years ago, then this is not chiddush. This is given then. But if Torah is what I learn, so till now we had the Torah with only Goyim, and now we have the Torah of little Yankele, and Yankele is mechadish and no chiddush on Torah. When someone's sitting in the Beis Medrash and he learns the Gemara, it's a new chiddush. Yankele is mechadish Torah, because this Torah that he just said wasn't here till now. Because Torah is what we teach, that Hashem gave us Torah. Hashem gave us Torah. When me, little me, learn something, Hashem says, this is my Torah. If you learn it, it's my Torah. If you don't learn it, I don't have it. So when I learn it, I just got a new tishtikal Torah. I even the guy who knew it 200 years ago. Okay, that was the Vilna Gaon's Torah. And this is my Torah. When I gave you a new chiddush of Torah. Because Torah is what we learn. Torah isn't what Hashem decided. Hashem is what we mechadish now. And then I gave you a new Torah. So it comes out that you know what the beauty of Shavuos is? Beauty of Shavuos is that Hashem gave us me and you and you and you and you. Hashem gave us a personal present of Torah. Torah is what you learn. And if you sit and learn Torah, Hashem says, this is my Torah. And what are they saying in Shemayim? Someone learns Torah and he says, so it comes out that if this is Chayiv. And they immediately answer in Shemayim, Shmuel says it's Chayiv. Just a second, Shmuel said it's Chayiv, Rav Nachman said it's Chayiv. Rav Nachman and Shmuel says it's Chayiv. Rav Nachman and Shmuel, just the Vilna Gaon also said it. Rav Nachman and the Vilna Gaon and Shmuel says it's Chayiv. It's Rav Nachman's Torah, and it's the Vilna Gaon's Torah, and it's Shmuel's Torah. And it's a B'Shkuv Torah. You have the same part in Torah as anyone else, and it's your Torah exactly like Rav Nachman's Torah. as the Mishun, that's the Chiddush of Shavuos. That's the Chiddush of Shavuos. Who gave HaKadosh Baruch Hu his Torah? I gave HaKadosh Baruch Hu his Torah. My Chiddush. My learning. Whenever I learn something, I'm not just learning to get something over here. Let's figure something out, you know. Whenever I learn something, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes this word that's Mishadish, and he says, and he takes it and he kisses it. This is a new word, a new Torah. This wasn't around till now. It's a new Chiddush. It's a new Chiddush. This is it. A new Chiddush. Tough chain iron. A new Chiddush came out. Not a new Chiddush came out. This is the Gemara that everybody's Kleisel's learning this thousands of years. No, this is a new Chiddush. Because this is Shmuel's Mechadish. It's a new Chiddush. It's like Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says, make me igletos. Why? It's not just my soul is this. It became higher. I became higher. I became a different person. I'm a Chadish Torah. It did something in this world. It's not just I learned Torah. I know something. I get to heights. The Zubin Magid says a mashal. What's the point of eating and drinking Yom Tov? Zubin Magid says a mashal. There was once a fellow who couldn't walk. He was lame. So he found someone who carries him on his shoulders. Now the fellow who was carrying on his shoulder was deaf. So the deaf is carrying the lame. Okay. One day they're walking down the street and they go the fellow on top, the lame person, hears some beautiful music. The one in the band, the deaf one, doesn't hear anything, right? He's deaf, so he's just going through it. Stop, the band on the head. Stop, huh? Stop, huh? Stop. He keeps on going. How do I stop? I want to hear the music. Oh, he has an idea. He had a bottle of schnapps on him. So just a second. He takes a little a cup of schnapps, gives him, and he thanks. Alright, in the meantime, he's stopping and he hears the music. He wants to go on. Just a second. I'll give you another one. He gives another cup. Thanks. Just a second, I'll give you another one. And gives him another cup. He says, thanks, pal. Right? And he's giving another one. And after a while, the one he drinks all this stuff, is feeling a little tipsy. And he starts dancing. The one on top not only hears the music, he's dancing to the music also. So the Magen says, it comes Yom Tov. The neshama wants to sing, wants to dance. But the guf doesn't feel anything. He doesn't feel the Yom Tov. So what's the neshama doing? Neshama says, hey, pal, just a second. I'll give you something to eat. And he gives him to eat and gives him a drink and gives him a grand time. And now the goof is happy with his eating and drinking, and the neshama is happy with his Yom Tov, and they're dancing together. When we get to Shavuos, Rabbi Yosef says, give me the best food, because over here the goof and the neshama has to dance together. We did it. But we sat and learned together. We sat in this space medrash and learned. This is. We made a Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If not for this day, what would I be? I'd be like anyone else. You know what this day did? I taught HaKadosh Baruch Hu Torah Kaviyach. I am something special. I gave HaKadosh Baruch Hu his Torah. Not just I learned Torah, that's when I became higher. Nisvimamti means I gave HaKadosh Baruch Hu Torah. I'm very special today. HaKadosh Baruch Hu learned this Torah and says, Rabbi Yosef said this. I'm a very special person today. It's all because of this day. This day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe said, give us a Torah. And Malachi said, no way. That is what we decide is Torah. And Hashem says, no, Tevis Bas B'nei Yisrael tied inside his Tevis. So you have Yankel, and you have Shmuel, and you have Velvel, and you have Chaim, and you have Yenis, and you have all these people. Everyone sitting there in Tevis, it's all our Kodesh Baruch Hu's Tevis. And they all became very special because they gave the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Tevis. And these people are very special people. This Klai Yisrael is very special people. This is a day of Klai Yisrael. This Yimamti, and became different today. I gave the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Tevis. Of Sheshes, he would stand next to the door and say, Chadoi Napshoi, Chadoi Napshoi, Loch Kroi, Loch Tinoi. All the Torah I gave is for myself. It's mine. It's mine. I gave a Kajbuch the Torah. Kajbuch says, this I got from Avshashes. This I got from Avshashes. This is the beauty of Shavuos. So when it bothered me a long time. We can't finish the argument. What are you waiting for Shavuos? Okay, 3,300 years ago, I understand why we're waiting for Shavuos. We didn't have to hurry. What are we waiting for Shavuos today? What am I going to have another tomorrow night that I don't have today? A Yom Tov of Torah. I have Torah today. If you know, I have Torah. What am I missing? Waiting for Shavuos. Because I think that we're waiting for this chiddush. Every year this chiddush is mischadish. Torah is yours. I know that today I have Torah because of last year's Shavuos. I'm waiting for this chiddush. Torah is mine. Tomorrow night we'll be mechadish again. Kodesh Baruch Hu Paskin. All the Torah you learned this year is yours. That's my Torah. Every year Kodesh Baruch Hu gives a new hachvaza. A new announcement. You know what my Torah is? But B'nai Yisrael learns, that's my Torah. And if someone really means he wants to learn Torah and he makes a mistake, that's my Torah. That's my Torah. And someone forgot a Gemara. And that's his fault, he forgot a Gemara. And he passed him because he forgot that Gemara. His Torah is my Torah. And whatever he learns is my Chiddush. And that's what we're waiting for. Waiting for this hachlasa, Torah is mine. It's ours. It's a very, very, very personal yomtiv. It's a personal yomtiv. As Rav Yosef says, make me a special food. My personal yomtiv. It's mine. It's a simchas of Shavuos. The nisui mamti became special. Became close to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. This is Rav Yosef. We giving you our Torah. When I learn Torah, you learn my Torah. It's our personal Torah. You reckon that we should be always zecher to Torah, because Baruch Hu should give us his Torah, and we should learn his Torah, and we should mechadish his Torah. We should be mechadish Hashem's Torah. It's hard words to say, but that's the word. Hashem should accept our Torah that we're giving him. And we should be zecher to more and more and more. Thank you.